This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump says he's told his top diplomat to skip a trip to Pyongyang. That story now from AP Sagar Magani.
The president tweets he's ordered Pompeo not to travel to North Korea right now, saying he doesn't feel sufficient progress is being made toward denuclearization. He writes China is not helping as much with that as it was earlier, and he cites his administration's tougher trading stance toward Beijing. In the meantime, the president says he sends his warmest regards to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and looks forward to seeing him soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The family of U.S. Senator John McCain has announced he is discontinuing medical treatment for terminal brain cancer. Family made the announcement saying McCain had surpassed expectations for his survival since making public his cancer diagnosis last year. He's been in treatment since then, and an audio excerpt released in May by Simon & Schuster, the publisher of his book, The Relentless Wave, the senator talked about his situation.
I don't know how much longer I'll be here. Maybe I'll have another 5 years. Maybe with the advances in oncology, they'll find new treatments for my cancer that will extend my life. Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this.
Despite two unsuccessful campaigns for the presidency in 2000 and 2008, McCain is one of the most prominent lawmakers in Washington. A Republican, he has worked with Democrats as well as members of his own party on such issues as climate change, immigration reform, and campaign finance reform. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court dismissing a challenge seeking to nullify the election of July 30th, presidential election. Ruling clears the way for the inauguration of incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will be the first pope to visit Ireland in nearly three decades when he travels to Dublin today. He will find a country that has changed since Pope John Paul II visited there in 1989. Ireland has become more secular following clerical sexual abuse scandals that began to surface in 2005. Sabina Castelfranco has our report.
The latest clerical sex scandals in different parts of the world will change some of the initial focus of the papal visit. The incidents have also reminded the Irish of similar scandals at the hands of Irish priests and bishops. This past week, the Pope wrote a letter to the world's Catholics, stressing that no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated. Many are calling for concrete action and strong measures from the Pope and the Church. Protests are planned for Sunday in Ireland during the papal visit to urge that something be done immediately. The Vatican, in an unusual announcement, also said the Pope would be meeting with victims of clerical sexual abuse. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Trump administration has cut more than $200 million in economic aid to the Palestinians. The decision was made, they say, after a review of the funding for projects in the West Bank and Gaza to ensure funds are spent in accordance with U.S. national interest and to provide value to the American taxpayer. A senior State Department official said the agency will now direct the funds to, in his words, high-priority projects elsewhere. The new Spanish government wants to go ahead with a controversial plan to unearth the grave of former dictator Francisco Franco. AP's Charles Della Desma is following the story.
The new administration says it has approved legal amendments ensuring the remains of former leader General Francisco Franco will be removed from pride of place in a controversial mausoleum in Spain. Deputy Prime Minister Carmen Calvo says the minority centre-left government is certain that Parliament will endorse the decision, probably as early as next month. The fresh amendment to Spain's historical memory law now grants the government power to exhume Franco's body. That change aims to thwart legal efforts by Franco's descendants and supporters to block the exhumation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. National Hurricane Center saying that Hurricane Lane will move dangerously close to portions of the central Hawaiian islands in the coming hours, although it has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm. Hurricane conditions expected over the islands of Maui and Oahu. There's been no report of injuries so far, but landslides and flash floods have caused some road closures. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, ready to take you to the place called the Motor City. Motown, Detroit, Michigan, the site of the world's largest free jazz festival, the Detroit Jazz Festival. On the banks of the beautiful Detroit River, right across the river from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, is the beautiful city of Detroit. Monsieur Detroit founded it some years ago, and everyone calls it Detroit now. And now, this beautiful place with such a musical legacy has, for 39 years now, as of this year, hosted the world's largest free jazz festival over what is known as the Labor Day holiday weekend. It's 4 days of wonderful music on Friday, August the 31st, through Monday, Labor Day, August the 3rd, the day in which we celebrate the great workers of America, and that's just about all of us in the United States. So take a day off from working and enjoy some music in Detroit. That's the idea. I'm going to give you on this edition of Jazz America, music and conversation from and with artists that'll be performing at this year's festival. And let's begin with a live performance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 2007 by Marcus Miller, the great bassist, who'll lead his band on stage on Sunday, the 2nd of September in Detroit. Here's his version, a very jazzy version of a Beatles classic, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, a celebration of the Detroit Jazz Festival.
We're gonna make everybody come together. Check it out. We'll be right back. We'll see you next time, Marcus Miller.
But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bill and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Tune and then there may be teardrops to shed, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance, let's face the music and dance. Music and dance, 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 before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon humming a different tune. Maybe teardrops to shed, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Still have the
a chance. Let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and
Monday, the 3rd of November, Labor Day in the United States, one of the great singers of jazz today, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, so young but now at this point so established as one of the greats, will be singing songs like the one you just heard, Let's Face the Music and Dance. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're saluting the artists who play at the 39th Detroit Jazz Festival. One of those greats has a very special place in the festival lineup this year. Each year, an artist in residence plays more than one show, a variety of performances in different settings. And this year, the legendary NEA jazz master, Chick Corea, is the artist in residence. He'll be playing on the first day, Friday the 31st of August, with his acoustic band, and close things out on Monday the 3rd. He'll play with the Detroit Jazz Festival Symphony Orchestra. He'll take a day off on Sunday, but on Saturday he'll be playing with his legendary Electric Band. I'll give you a taste of what the Chick Corea Electric Band sounds like live after we talk to Chick here on VOA's Jazz America. You play beautifully solo. Your duet work is great. Gary Burton and Bobby McFerrin, and working with the symphony is awesome, and your trio stuff is beautiful, but you just love being in a combo. You just love being in a band.
Yeah, that's
you?
True. That's true.
I can imagine what those reasons are, the interaction with other musicians, bouncing ideas off of them, etc. But I'd rather not speculate myself. I'd rather get it from you. Is that your favorite setting?
It's the one that has that aspect of team in it more than anything else, you know, because it's not like you don't gather together for a month or for a project or for one gig or to do a record or to do one particular thing. Nothing's wrong with short-term projects like that, but when a band gets formed that starts to roll down the road and develop a repertoire and then add to the repertoire, play to audiences, then come back to that audience with another new face and continue, there's nothing as rich and exciting and wide and deep as that, because it's like a family and a team that go out to want to create something. And not only are we creating together, but we're also surviving together. It's a wide look. And when you win, which means when the music goes off great and the audience gets what you're doing, there's no other feeling of accomplishment as nice as that.
Here's Chick Corea's Electric Band on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Chick Corea certainly has to be thought of as one of the most